If I could ask everyone that has a cell phone to either put on silent or turn it off, I would appreciate if we don't interrupt the meeting. We'll call the meeting to order. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the April 24th meeting?
So moved.
Have a motion, is there a second? Second all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Discussion items, A.
Discussion item A, the first from Jason on the upcoming tip that you will be voting on in July.
Sure. The transportation improvement program with TIP is a schedule of projects that receive federal funding over the next 4 years. Projects must be included in the TIP in order to access federal funding. The TIP is required to include descriptions of the projects, including total costs, as well as the federal funds proposed to be obligated. And these are included in the appendix B in the document, which is all the projects that are in the TIP. The TIP is also not a wish list, and that means that federal funds must be demonstrated to be available for the projects during the life of the TIP. At this time, we've received the programs from all of our partner agencies, and we are prepared to release the draft document for public comment beginning on May 31st. The TIP contains 815 projects and have a total overall cost of almost $2.1 billion. This includes projects from all of our partner agencies, as well as local agencies that utilize federal funds for transportation projects. Regarding the local program in Missouri, there are 278 projects that are included in this program. But the chart below shows how the funds are distributed by county. And what this includes are projects for sponsors that receive surface transportation programs of allocated congestion mitigation, air quality, on-system bridge, as well as state council school, these types of funds that are available for local sponsors. This just lists some of the major projects that are included in the local program in Missouri. The first one that in bold is shows that a new project that is new to the TIP. The remaining projects are being carried over from the previous TIP. As you can see, the Kings Highway Bridge is probably the largest road project, and that is for reconstruction of the bridge south of I-44 the city of St. Louis. Regarding the program in Illinois, for the local side, there are 129 local projects. And of that, there are only 27 new projects that are included in the local program in Illinois. And the chart below shows the distribution by the county. Regarding ODOT program, their program contains 178 projects, 58 which are needed for the TIP. The chart below shows the distribution of funds among counties again. As you can see, St. Louis County has the largest amount, followed by the City of St. Louis. And this includes, City of St. Louis includes projects on the bridge, so the bridge slide, the bridge, the interchange reconstruction. That's all included in this program. And finally, you can see Franklin County has a large new projects. And this represents about $57 million. That's going towards the Route 27 bridge replacement in Washington. This list shows the major projects that are being included in the ODOT program at this time. Again, the ones that are in bold are new projects. You can see there's some familiar faces in there, the Hopper Street Bridge reconstruction. Those have been carried over from the previous year. The other major project that's new is the I-44 Hampton to Murdoch, and that's resurfacing and some bridge improvements along that corridor in St. Louis City and County. And the final project at the bottom that's new is basically an improvement to the bridge surface on the Hopper Street Bridge. It's getting a little rough again, so we'll ask you to go in there and make some improvements following the bridge slide and all that ramp reconstruction. Part of ODOT's program includes paying for past and future projects. The TIP includes $54 million, or about $13.5 million a year, to pay back funds for the I-64 reconstruction project that took place several years ago. Following the end of the TIP, MoDOT will still owe $108 million from 2018 until the bonds are finally retired in 2025. Other long-term payments in the TIP include the Mississippi River Bridge, as well as the state itself. The other payback projects listed are simply those are projects that MoDOT is making payments to those agencies for improvements that they're going to do now, and then MoDOT will pay back. IDOT program includes 53 projects. The total cost of those projects are, as you can see, $339 million. slightly less than it was last year. Chart again shows the distribution by county. I think counties are St. Clair and Madison are most commonly available. It's just a listing of the major projects in Illinois. The biggest one is the construction of a new interchange in St. Clair County on I-64. This is near Scott Air Force Base. The other projects include the resurfacing on I-255, I-70, as well as I-55. And finally, the MLK Bridge ramp connector from southbound. That will connect to southbound I-55 with Route 3. The last program I'm going to talk about is the transit program. This contains 177 projects at a total cost of $558 million. The transit program includes programs from Metro, Madison County Transit, as well as paratransit funding for local agencies that receive Section 5210 or job access for those community funding. As I mentioned before, all the projects are listed in Appendix B of the document that you have in your book. Since St. Louis is a non-attainment region for ozone and PM2.5, projects in the TIP must be analyzed to determine conformity. And this conformity has been completed, and the projects and programs in the proposed transportation program do meet the air quality conformity requirements. The public comment period for the draft TIP will begin on May 31st, when the document is posted to our website, when the TIP and air quality conformity documents are posted back. And the public comment period will run through July 5th. As you can see, there's several public open house meetings that are scheduled throughout the month of June. And staff from East West Gateway, as well as MoDOT and other local agencies, will be on hand to answer questions for any of the public that they have on projects included in the program. All the meetings will be from 4 o'clock to 7 p.m. And the public will be allowed, they can make comments at the meeting, or they can also mail them in, or they can submit them to us online too, through our website. After the public comment period ends on July 5th, we will compile the comments and we'll bring the final TIP and air quality conformity determination to you in July for final approval.
Any questions for Jason? Mr. Allman?
Yeah, I have a question about. I think there's $30 million for our radio system for mass transit. And I've talked to John a bit about this. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
I guess my question is, have efforts been made to relocate or to co-locate with the existing tires that are being built in St. Louis County now and have been around, I guess, for a while in the city of St. Louis? And what John suggests is that there's really a technical problem here, and that transit providers are not considered first responders and therefore can't use some of the infrastructure that's being built for first responders. Is that the way you understand it?
Nick, can you address that as far as the first responders?
Well, as far as towers are being built by the counties. So Jefferson, St. Charles, St. Louis counties are building the towers. My knowledge would take ownership of those towers. And it's not tied to any of our funding to build those towers, so that issue about first responders would not come
into play. So I guess my question is, why do we need another $28 million?
I'm not familiar with what they're doing, so I can't answer that question. I don't understand. I'm not aware of any of the
We're spending like $22 million in St. Charles County to provide the whole system.
Right.
And this is $28 million just for Metro. And I understand they obviously can't.
The budget for Metro is for buses, for the radios on buses, and handheld communications that they need to upgrade their existing system that they have.
I mean, is that $28 million or 30?
That project is around 28.
All right, so $28 million just for radios on the buses? When we already have all these towers.
It's not just for the buses, it's for the radios as well. So.
It's to communicate with. What do they need radios for?
To talk to their drivers if there's problems out there. Their buses are full.
I'm just wondering, are they establishing a whole additional set of towers and to do this?
I don't know if there is.
The answer to that question is not necessarily. This is an issue that we've talked about for years. It's been in the tip for several years. What we're doing is we're upgrading our radio system throughout in response to advancing technology and the needs of the system. You know, frankly, we operate in multi-jurisdictions. As this project has evolved, and it predates my time, and probably predates a lot of our time, is we are ending up essentially with a separate system. As the conversations went on in previous years, we were determined not to be part of an emergency response, the way that is technically described. And there have been many conversations about this with everybody involved for a very long time. And so finally what happened, we actually have an extensive infrastructure throughout the region now supporting the system. We're now upgrading our technology. It's going to provide better safety. It's going to provide better security, better interoperable communications. It provides us with automatic field co-locating. It provides us with a whole world of things to enhance the safety of our systems, not only of our light rail, but also of our buses throughout the
system. And I'm not questioning the need. I'm just questioning whether it's a duplication of power. Whether it can be some sharing going on here,
I think there has been some sharing. I didn't know this was going to come up today, but we are in conversation with Nick and his team on it.
Yeah, there's a tower site in Belleville at the Metro stop there that right. They're going to be allowing the St. Clair County to use. So there is that sharing going on.
Okay. Thank you.
This comes back next meeting. If you might want to maybe talk to Mr. Allen between the meeting to, you know, make sure they're trying to have implications.
Any questions you have, we'll be glad to address.
Any other questions for anyone? Okay, we'll move into discussion item D. Thank you, Mary.
Can you do that?
Yes.
I want to give you a little update on the congestion management process that these companies have been developing for some time. We recently sent out a revised document for review. Plan just to bring this into completion in short order for under a part of the highway process. It's a little history. It was congestion management systems originally required under ICE-T and then continued under T21. Safety loop that became a congestion management process. Some of the federal regulations mandate that EMA, which St. Louis region did, shall address congestion management as through a process and have been cooperatively developed partners. We should have performance measures and strategies. We have to identify where the congestion is and what the extent of congestion is. And one of the key requirements of EMA non-attainment areas, again, which St. Louis is that to fund capacity-adding projects on the system with federal funds, the project has to be addressed through the congestion management process. If we don't have this process and approved in place, at some point we won't be able to do capacity-adding projects with federal funds. Also, to do that capacity-adding project, there has to be an analysis of alternate strategies addressing congestion, which could be moving people to transit, travel demand strategies, ride-share, or other types of strategies, instead of actually adding capacity. So they have to document that those are not reasonable strategies for a specific quarter before we do capacity adding project. Basically, the congestion management process means we have to systematically identify where the congestion is, how bad the congestion is, and come up with strategies for addressing that congestion, and then move them into actual projects or strategies that we provide a structured process for analyzing congestion issues. It's objective-driven, it's data-driven. It's involved with increased collaboration and coordination of regional partners, and the whole idea is to use our scarce resources for transportation that seem to be dwindling at the right places and do the right kind of projects to address congestion. And it's part of the overall regional planning process. It's built up. There's a CMS CMP process model that Federal Highways come up with based on CMPs that have been developed around the country already, and we're following this process to develop our system. They are defining the network, so what are the roads and multimodal systems that we need to pay attention to that have the most congestion, the most traffic? Develop a regional objectives, in other words, what we want to do about congestion in this region. Develop multimodal performance figures, so we have a means of quantifying the congestion and identifying where it is. We need data and we need to monitor the system to be able to analyze where the problems are. And we need to identify the needs and the problems, and then identify and assess strategies. Program and implement strategies, and then the idea is to actually reduce congestion by targeting our strategies, projects, whatever, to the places where we have most congestion. And it's a cyclical process, so sort of the last step in the meeting in the next iteration is to evaluate how effective are the strategies that we are using. It's a good strategy, it works. We want to reuse it, it's not a good strategy. Throw that one aside and find out what we're doing. Just quickly, the CMP network, again, should be the highways and the multimodal features, transit that have the most traffic and most potential congestion. So we identify interstates, freeways, expressways, and principal arterial routes, including all these Mississippi River and Missouri River bridges that are on those types of routes. Transit line and principal bus. The objectives we came up with initially, and these, this is a living document, so these can be modified as we go along. There is congestion on the regional transportation system, improved transportation system reliability, increased multimodal access and choices on the regional transportation system, identify and mitigate regional transportation system model. These are just some of the responsive measures we identified and there are measures that allow us to identify where congestion is and what the scope of that congestion is to find the worst place. And these relate to transit performance measures. Basically, in summary, we had a meeting of the Congestion Management Committee on May 14th. The revised document was presented and discussed. And we're in the process of gathering comments and revising the document to come up with something that is reasonably accepted. The goal is to submit the CMPDs once the Gateway Board of Approval is used, depending on getting all the required changes and agreement with the region at Federal Island.
Any questions for Larry?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Not a question, but I might add that. And this is something, this process we have to adopt in order to continue to get federal money. So this is something we've got to move forward on. And I would commend Betsy, Federal Highways, sitting back there, Brad also from the Missouri Division, that they've been working with you very closely, and we will be bringing that to you next month, hopefully.
Any other questions or comments?
Thank you. Upcoming STARS grant, Nick?
Morning.
Morning.
Since 2003, the STARS organization has been managing the Urban Area Security Initiative grant in the St. Louis Metropolitan Region. Currently, we're managing our fiscal year 2010, 2011, and 2012 grant programs. Since we follow the procurement methods here at East West Gateway, many of the line item budgets that we create come in on purchase much cheaper than what they originally budgeted for, which gives us a surplus of funds that need to be spent. In addition, many times the committees that we work with find funding in other areas are even from other sources that then allows us to have unspent funds as well. Plus, right now, STAR staff is two positions down. So in the fiscal year 2010 grant program, we have some funds that need to be spent by July 31st, which is the grant deadline.
In your memo, we listed the projects that we identified that met the region's homeland security strategy, the state's homeland security strategy, and were identified as gaps in the threat hazard identification and risk assessment, which is required by FEMA and Department of Homeland Security for us to actually allow funding on these various projects. I won't go over each one individually, but like I said, they are listed in the memo, but we will give you more information next month when they come to you for the request for purchase. These will come out of the 2010 grant, which will allow us to get a spend by the July 31st deadline.
Any questions for Nick?
Thank you. Action item A.
The first action item that we need approval on is we had indicated to the board earlier in the year that our present auditor, the price for this year had gone up to a point that we're required to bid. So we did bid it. It was Deloitte, has been our auditor for several years. They did not bid, as you can see in the memo. The memo's rather short. But the listing prices, one was extremely low. We looked at that. That was not one that we thought fit the needs here. But when you look at this, this is the base bid. There are several things that come into decision making. The number of people that's allotted for the audit, the number of hours that's allotted. Also, if a division or some other section needs to be audited in addition to something, there's an additional cost. Some of them put that additional cost and we know exactly what it is. Others left it open-ended, which means, you know, the sky could be the limit. So when all this was looked at and studied, final recommendation is that they're all good firms, but we're recommending Kerber Eck and Brackle.
Comments or questions?
One thing I would say, this is, notice it's 64,000. Our base bid last year that we've been working on was 73,000, so it actually came down.
What is the actual ending cost? You know, you said there's additional cost for other, qualities of the...
If everything goes as normal, it would be $64,000. If something is needed to another division or something we need to study from time to time, you don't know that until you get into it.
So that's not normal. Sometimes this does, the audit will be completed for this amount sometimes. You're saying a lot of times it's not additional cost.
That's correct. Last year, 73,000 days, we did have to do an additional 10,000. So it was to give you an idea of what happens. A lot of stuff to look at.
Mayor?
If it's approved today, how long will it take to actually finish it? And what's the requirement of the finishing time?
I don't have the, what?
Could it be finished by September?
September 15th. But
by when?
September 15th.
Okay. What is the requirement for this governmental body to actually have an audit finished?
By September 30th.
Okay. Thank you.
Any comment? Entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion. Second. Questions? All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Action item B.
Luke Trolley. Terry Roll. Speak to that.
So Luke Trolley. There should be a memo at your place on this. We did alert EAC last week that this would be coming to the board in some form. Unfortunately, we did not put the numbers together until yesterday, and so I do apologize for bringing this the memo on over the last month. But nevertheless, it's a pretty simple action. Several years ago, the City of St. Louis received an urban circulator grant of about $25 million to do the design and construction of the Luke Trolley. That we had in the University City and City of St. Louis. We discussed that before here. That money was set, the grant was subsequently transferred to the Luke Trolley Transportation Development District, and we received about $2.88 million of that grant to do final design for the trolley. because of issues related to redesign. There have been a lot of redesign in this project. There's been a lot of changes based on community input, municipal input. We basically ran out of money on the design before we had it completed. So we need to extend our contract to see if it could go, and we hired through the original design. What we'll be asking is for an extension and a cost not to exceed $300,000. That money would be made available from money we still have in hand, and hopefully CBD contributions. I have talked to their lawyers. The second thing we have here is, in late April, we did a request for proposals. We have to procure vehicles. We thought we had vehicles in Seattle that we could get. That looks a little more problematic now, so we have to do a new vehicle procurement to get the trolley vehicles. And so we put out an RFP. We received responses on the 15th of this month. We've evaluated those. We received one response. This is a very specialized activity. Several firms that could have responded for whatever reason didn't. But we got a response from Chatham Rail, and we would be asking you to allow us to negotiate and execute contract with them, not to exceed $90,000. So the action we are requesting to do today is that we amend our agreement with the Loop Trolley Transportation Development District to receive more funding, to extend our contract with Seattle Hill, and to contract with Chatham Rail for the vehicle procurement services. We are asking to allow the executive director to negotiate and enter into a contract with contract extension with CH2ML for an amount not to exceed $300,000, and to negotiate and enter into a contract with Chatham Rail for an amount not to exceed $90,000. I know that's quick, and I know you've seen this late, so I'll be very happy to answer any questions you want. I would also note that there is a big time crunch on this project. Mayor Slade and County Executive Dewey are fully aware of that as members of the TDE board. And so we need to push this through as fast as we can, and that's why we move forward on this, even with the late memos. So we are asking for this.
Any questions for Jerry, Mr. Allman?
Yeah, I don't have any problems with this, and I intend to support it, but I'm just curious. Is going to the EAC strictly an option? Is this optional under the bylaws?
We typically don't, but we did. We went to the EAC and said this action in some form would be coming to the board. We explained the situation. We told them what we needed. We didn't have the numbers in hand. We hadn't evaluated the proposals yet, so we didn't know whether we could recommend a specific firm yet. So we just came to them and said this would be coming to the board.
Okay.
We typically do not like it.
Well, I don't, but you're saying the bylaws don't require us to get a recommendation.
I don't believe they do. I am not an expert on our bylaws, but we have done this multiple times in the past, and I hope we haven't been in violation all these years.
Okay. I don't mind you bypassing a good project.
I want to reiterate that Metro is in charge of this project, is that correct? Go forward.
Not Metro as an entity. We've been asked by the Blue Trolley Company to lend the services of some of our key people to the project. I don't think it's any secret it's behind schedule. It has some challenges. We've been asked to provide assistance to help the project out. We're going to do that.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Question? All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Action item C, Jason.
One is requesting to revise the TRIP, the current one. We had 90 projects under the Safe Routes to School program. These projects were selected after a statewide review of competition by MoDOT, and the 9 projects are summarized in the table on the agenda. Total cost for these projects is nearly $1.2 million, and staff recommends approval of these projects.
Any questions for Jason? Entertain a motion.
So
got a motion for a second?
Second.
Second on the question. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Action item D, Nick.
This month's regional security expenditures will come from the hospital preparedness grant, the regional security initiative, and the port security grant program. In the memo, we outline several purchases for law enforcement, the urban search and rescue team, purchases for the area hospitals, the Port Security Grant Program, and also for the region, using some of our better known chosen early morning year. All told, these purchases $500,681. As you point out, the Captain Dave Todd with the St. Charles County Sheriff's Department and the Emergency Management Director for St. Charles County is here to answer any questions about law enforcement purchases. And I can answer any other questions about the purchase.
Questions for Nick? Entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Got a motion, second. On the question, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything under new business?
One quick thing. Last month, Focus St. Louis, they had a recognition of what's right with the region. IDOT, MoDOT, and East West Gateway was recognized with fostering regional cooperation, specifically the Poplar Street Bridge. If you all remember, about a year ago, we went through some issues, and then we brought it all together. And they recognized that for us all coming together, working together, and making it work. Hats off.
Anything else? Entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion, second, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
It's a button.